Good morning, ladies. Come on in and say hi. I don't know why that pops up. Okay. How is everybody doing this morning? I'm actually coming to you live from my amazing little patio I have here. For those of y'all who don't know where I live, I'm Coach Betsy, by the way. Good morning, Angela. I live in Little Rock, Arkansas. And for the first time in a while, it is not raining. And it's actually pretty nice out here. I went out earlier for a run and a walk. And that was amazing because a few hours ago, it was much cooler. I think it was like 65, y'all. That is like downright winter time around here right now. So it was amazing. Yes, Andrea. Oh my gosh, I love that name. You're in North Little Rock. Awesome. We got to do a meetup. When we can all meet up again, I want to hug your neck for sure. So let's see what else is going on this morning. I've been doing a little work and gonna have some breakfast right after this. So yeah, I thought I'd come out here live from my patio. And Miss Byrne says we can hear you. So, okay, I'm going to see if I can turn off these comments because I love you guys, but I get so distracted by the comments. And Vern is going to put any questions that you all have in the in our Slack channel for me to answer. So if y'all have any questions as we go along, just ask away and Vern will get them to me. So what are we talking about today? Water, y'all. One of the four basics, right? And it can be really simple or it can be really complicated. We can complicate water a lot of times, right? So I thought I would kind of tell you all my love affair with water and just kind of give you all some tips and tricks about, you know, kind of what you can do with your water and how to get it in. But I first want to start with why we do it, right? Why do we have you all drink 64 ounces of water? Some of you all may be wondering that. Like, what's wrong with 40 ounces? What's wrong with, you know, 30 ounces? What's wrong with just a couple of glasses a day, right? And of course, there's a lot of science behind it about being well hydrated. And Corinne loves to say that this is the only time she's a delicate flower, that she needs to be watered every day. And I like to think about that because every once in a while, I won't get all my water in, and then I realize what a difference water makes. So, y'all can Google the science if you want to, but it's all about staying hydrated. A lot of times we think we're hungry, and we're really actually dehydrated, and so that's why we have you all go on the clock with your hunger sometimes, where just drink a bottle of water and see if it's really hunger or see if it's really just dehydration. And so let's just get down the basics here with water, and then we will go from there, and I'll tell you all kind of some tips and tricks, and then we'll do kind of what I want y'all to take away from this call. So, real simple. Let's get it down to the basics. 64 ounces. For some of you all, that may be a little bit less. For some of you all, that may be more. I know a lot of you all drink more than 64 ounces. But what you want to do is look at your urine, right? You want to look at your urine. You want your urine to be pale yellow, if anything. And then sometimes my urine is totally clear because I just hadn't been drinking anything but water. And so pale yellow to clear, right? Real simple. What counts as water? We get a lot of questions about this, right? What counts as water? So I actually went into our new, brand new No BS. I got a little sneak peek and I was like, okay, what did Corinne say about water in the new No BS, right? Because it's coming out in about a week. So excited for y'all to hear it. I've been listening to it the last couple of weeks. And so what did she say? Y'all, she spent about 30 seconds on it, literally. She said, here's what counts. Water, Crystal Light, coffee, tea, fizzy water. I know y'all are going to ask me about decaf versus caffeinated. I don't care. Caffeinated is fine. You can quote me on that. Decaf is probably better. You can quote me on that too. But let's not get confused about what counts as water, right? That's just an excuse, and we're no BS women around here, right? We don't make excuses that we're confused and we don't know what counts. Y'all know what counts now, right? If there's any questions, any confusion, I want y'all to ask yourselves that. Is there still any confusion? If there is, put it in the comments and Vern will get me the question. And we will clarify it today so that there's not any more confusion. I keep this bottle with me. It is 32 ounces. It is Contigo. I got it from Target, but I love it because it's like 32 ounces. So I know that I'm going to get at least two of these a day. And what I usually do is I start drinking this the moment my feet hit the floor, because I go into the bathroom, I pee, and I take my pills. And so I start drinking my water, then I work out right after that. So I usually will get most of one of these down before 6 a.m. because I'm working out. And then I know I've got one more to get in for the rest of the day. And I also usually do a fizzy water sometime in the middle of the afternoon. LaCroix, y'all know all the brands out there. I actually talked about that on another live the other day, about, you know, there's all kinds of fizzy waters. It's the popular thing right now, right? You just want to make sure that, well, you don't want to make sure. I mean, y'all can use the ones that have artificial sweeteners. So, you know, I like the fizzy waters that don't have any sweeteners at all. Stephanie asked, what about tea, coffee with milk or cream? No, that would be, because that's caloric, right? That has actual calories. We don't count calories around here, but that's something that you would plan, just put on your plan, right? So you would plan coffee with milk or cream, but that, I wouldn't count that as your water, because that's actually got calories in it. Diet soda, wouldn't recommend diet soda either. Let's see what I'm gonna say here. Because I mean, it's like, you can decide. Maybe you're starting to drink your water, and because I mean, you know, Crystal Light has diet soda. I mean, has artificial sweetener, right? So let's just say for now, diet soda would be fine while I'm working on building up to 64 ounces. Okay? Diet soda. Because it's really no different than Crystal Light. If there's any confusion, let me know. But here's the thing, y'all. You know that water is better than diet soda. You know that water is better than Crystal Light. Okay? Y'all are no BS women. Y'all don't need me to tell you exactly what to do. You know what is better for you. If you're working on building up to 64 ounces, then yeah, diet soda or Crystal Light can be part of that. But ideally, like eventually, you want to build up to 64 ounces of water. Okay? Extend is fine. Y'all know Corinne drinks that like it's going out of style. So Extend is basically similar to Crystal Light or, you know, anything else, right? So Extend is fine. Powerade Zero Propel, it's fine. Because y'all, all it is water with some artificial sweeteners in it and some flavorings, right? So I don't think there's much difference between Crystal Light and Diet Coke. It's all got some sort of artificial sweetener in it, right? Now, Diet Coke probably has some other chemicals in it. But y'all, let's not get confused about this, okay? As you're building up to 64 ounces of pure water, you can fill that in with Propel, Crystal Light, Diet Soda, Extend, anything you want. Okay? Okay. So here's a couple of tips and tricks and stuff that I've kind of got in the group. I got from Corinne. She actually, it was actually on Instagram the other day. She did a little video, and I think it was part of the podcast that maybe came out this week about 2020 and how there's still time to, you know, to do all kinds of things in 2020. And she was talking about the basics. And she talked about water, and she said, okay, y'all, let's say you work a 12-hour shift and you don't get a pee break. Is that going to be an excuse for, you know, for not getting your water in? What did I say about excuses earlier, right? We're no BS women. We don't make excuses. If you work a 12-hour shift and you don't get a water break, then you have 12 more hours in the day to get your water in. When your feet hit the floor, drink 24 ounces. And then you're going to pee, 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 right? We know we're going to pee. That's not an excuse either that no BS women make. Because you're improving your life, you're hydrating yourself, and that involves peeing. I'm feeling pretty frisky here today, y'all. Just saying. So you got 12 other hours in the day. When your feet hit the floor, drink 24 ounces. Pee until you got to go to work. Then when you get home from work, drink another 24 ounces. Pee, pee, pee. And then, you know, an hour later, drink another 24 ounces, right? And that's more than 64. Yeah, that's more than 64. So the whole bottom line is figure out how to get it in. Right? Figure out how to get it in. Harriet, half your weight in ounces of water is, you know, I mean, we recommend 64. And so if you think you might need more or you might need less, depending on what you weigh, you can absolutely go along with that number if you want to. You know, that's really, you know, more for, I mean, 64 ounces, that would be, you know, half someone's body weight who weighed 128 pounds, I guess. And so, yeah, if you think you need more than 64, then absolutely just you could start with like half your body weight. Yeah, I mean, people say that, and that's kind of just a good place to start. But again, you always just check your urine. And if it's less than, you know, than half your body weight, then it might be. Just check your urine. Don't get so caught. Are y'all back? Am I back? Okay. Cut out for a minute. Sorry, y'all. I'm outside, but I'm real close to my router, so. Okay, let me keep going here. So, yeah, so a really easy tip is just when your feet hit the floor in the morning, just down some water and really get started right away. That's what I do when I take my pills. And then y'all can always, you know, there's all kinds of different bottles you can use. There's the bottles that have the, you know, some people have like a gallon jug and they have like little lines written on them. All y'all got to do is, Vern said they're loving Frisky Betsy. So, y'all Pinterest, I mean, if you want to get some ideas on getting your water in, just Pinterest.com and, you know, water ideas, water bottle ideas. There's also apps out there that can remind you to drink your water. You can just set an alarm on your phone, all kinds of things like that, right? And so whatever works for you, you are an OBS woman, right? You know what works for you, and that may be different than what works for somebody else. I have a client, one of my clients, Rhonda, one of my private clients. She keeps little, I think they're maybe 16-ounce bottles. She refills those every day and puts those on her kitchen counter. And when they're all gone, she's done. So if any of you all are wanting ideas on water from the group, just go into the Facebook group, search water, or start a post in terms of, or you know, under here, or start a post, you know, how do you get your water in? But if y'all just search water in the group, oh my gosh, there's so many people that have done that already, and you'll get all kinds of ideas. But it's just figuring out what works for you and doing it. Just doing it. I'm Nike around here. I don't have anything. This is Reebok, I think, but I don't have anything Nike on right now. But I'm all about just do it with water. Just do it. So what else? Let's see. Okay, I'm going to talk about the call to action in just a minute, because that's going to be at the very end. I want to tell y'all a little story about me before we get out of here, and kind of another why, another reason that I really see, believe it or not, I really see my water. I just kind of like to hug my bottle, because I see water and the habit that I've developed drinking water over the years as an amazing gift to myself. And it's like I'm honored. It's like I'm honored to drink my water. Now that sounds kind of weird, but So I had an overeat last night. I went out to dinner with some friends, like the first time I've actually eaten in a restaurant since probably March. And I overate. I ate past satisfied. And I was kind of beating myself up. I was kind of, was journaling this morning, and I told myself that, you know, or I was writing about it, and I said, you know, I decided to celebrate my overeat by having some dessert also last night. And so definitely ate off plan last night. Have done my discovery worksheet, have done some thinking about it, and really know kind of what's going on there in terms of I was beating myself up for overeating at dinner, and I was in judgment with myself, and I said, fuck it, let's have some dessert too. And so I'm human just like the rest of y'all. I have overeats, I have fuck it moments, and I'm gonna tell y'all about them. So this morning I woke up and I said, you know, I'd done my discovery worksheet and I was really thinking about what I learned. I was feeling a lot of stiffness and kind of achiness in my joints because I had some sugar last night, and sometimes that will, you know, will cause kind of some achiness in my body. I said, what is, just feeling really compassionate about myself, you know, for myself. And I said, what is a gift I could give myself today that would help me, you know, help me feel better, help me flush all of this out of my body? And it's like water. It's water. I think about like the toilet flushing. And that when I drink water and I go to the bathroom, it is like I am flushing everything out of my body. And so that's what I like to think of it, is this amazing gift, this amazing just self-care that I can do for myself every day. And so I have been pumping the water in all morning, and I don't know what is happening with the connection, but I'm back, I think. And so I'm feeling much better already. So that's my story for today. All right, since we're having some connection issues, let's just go ahead and do the call to action and get y'all, we'll get out of here and get the rest of our Labor Day weekend going. So this is what I want you all to do, and I'll have this in the info, the description of the video, and then I'll answer a few more questions, and then we'll get out of here. So call to action. This is what I want you all to do. I've been talking this whole video about how we're no BS women, and we don't make excuses to not get our water in every day. We don't make excuses that we're confused about what counts as water. We don't make excuses that we just don't have time to drink water. We don't make excuses that we have to go to the bathroom too much. We don't make excuses that, you know, it's so hard and why is it so much harder for me? We don't do that around here. We find solutions. And so this is your call to action. The next time you hear yourself making an excuse to not get your water in, what is one sentence you are going to tell yourself? And I want y'all to put it in the comments. What is one sentence that you're going to say to yourself? And it may start out with, I'm an OBS woman. What comes after that? So when the excuses come in, what is the OBS woman in you going to say? What is the response going to be? Okay? So that's what I have for you today. So, oh, good. Okay. Looks like maybe the connection issues aren't showing up on your side. Water with lemon and Truvia is fine. So what is the no BS woman in you going to say the next time you make an excuse to not get your water in? Oh, and here's one more little tip that I just remembered. If you have planned drinks, if you have planned coffees, if you have planned Cokes, if you have planned, this is what I do with Diet Coke, because y'all love me a Diet Coke every once in a while. I'll just be like, okay, I'm gonna drink half my bottle of water before I have a Diet Coke. So I get, like, I have my Diet Coke, but I get my water in too. Right now, y'all, I've been doing this long enough, 64 ounces is non-negotiable. And I can drink other stuff too. I have my coffee in the morning, have a Diet Coke every once in a while. I have a couple of glasses of wine if I plan them. But I get my water in. It's just what I do now as an OBS woman. And you can do that too for yourself. Okay, y'all? All right. Well, I hear that there are great sentences coming in. Let me see if I can. Ooh, good. Okay, I'm going to look here. I'm flushing out toxins and fat. I'm sick, and all I want right now is tons of ice cold water. There we go. It's good for my body, and it is not hard, so just do it. Lisa, that is an OBS woman talking right there. I'm an OBS woman, and my September 20th version of myself is waiting. Bad ass. I'm an OBS woman. Water is life. That's true, y'all. I was actually just watching this documentary with David Blaine, you know, the magician. And he went like 54 days or something in a plexiglass box. He did this like a few years ago. It was on the news and stuff. He went 54 days or something with only water being hung up by a plexiglass box. It's like, okay, y'all, we can get our water in and, you know, and survive, right? We got a couple of water is life. Let's see what else. I'm going to tell myself to quit being a titty baby. There you go, Candy. Water feels good and quenches thirst. Water's a gift I give myself. Yes, Nancy. I'm an OBS woman, and every time I resist the water, I'm going to drink a shot. There you go. Drinking my water makes me feel good physically, and it is a gift to myself. Yes. It's just something I do no matter what. That's me, Jamie, now. It's just not negotiable anymore. Flush it like Betsy. Let's flush it like it's, I was listening to her. Drop it like it's hot. Flush it like Betsy. There you go. Flush it out, y'all. I'm feeling a little kooky today. All right, y'all. This was so much fun. I love hearing all the calls to action. Looks like Vern put that in the comments. And then it's also in the description. And then, of course, every one of these videos will go into our replay page at pnptribe.com, and then also on the special bonus course page for our 21-day basics challenge, okay? So I will be back, I believe, on Tuesday to talk all about sleep. So if y'all have anything about sleep that you want me to talk about, you can put it in the comments here, and I'll go back and come back and look, but yeah, so I'm just all about the two of the basics for here for the challenge. I wanted to talk about water, and I want to talk about sleep, because let's just get those knocked out and move on to the other ones, right? All right, guys, so much fun, and I will talk to you all in a couple of days for another challenge. All right, take care of it, guys. Have a wonderful weekend. See ya. Bye.